Hey, I'm looking for Fred Rogers.
In here.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor.
And that was Tom Hanks as the great Fred Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. This last year to 2 years, a big cinematic years for Mr. Rogers, the documentary that played at Celebration Cinema, also on PBS, on WGVU. And Frozen 2 is also opening this weekend. So this is kind of a big weekend.
Yes, it is. And Frozen will rule the box office for obvious reasons, but Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood will start off good, if not great, but hangs around. I mean, listen, Tom Hanks probably has an Oscar nomination in him here. Some other parts of this movie that are not necessarily Tom Hanks' character, Mr. Rogers, because Matthew Reese plays a journalist who was assigned to cover, do a story on Mr. Rogers, and he has his own issues here. And as we all know, Fred Rogers has a way of getting to the truth. He's like a psychiatrist on TV in many ways. And so it's about their relationship, not just all about Mr. Rogers, but it's about this journalist and his journey and his interaction with Fred Rogers, which led to a cover story in Esquire magazine in 1998. That's the time setting for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
In fact, this is based, the movie is based on that article.
Exactly. Yeah. His name was Tom Janod. He got a lot more than he was supposed to write a 500 word story on Mr. Rogers. It ended up being an 8,000 word cover story on Esquire because of their interactions. And Chris Cooper co-stars in this movie as Janod's father. And so there's a whole father-son issue going on there. Really fascinating, but it's rated PG. So for older kids, I think this will work just fine.
Frozen 2, as you said, is going to be big at the box office. Frozen 1, the original Frozen, was a huge movie that year.
Yeah.
Had so many families bringing their kids back over and over again.
Yeah.
It was a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And the music became big. It mm-hmm. transcended the soundtrack in terms of having hit songs on the radio. So is Frozen 2 going to deliver?
Yes, 100 million plus this weekend, and it's going to
Well, that's delivering the money. Is it going to deliver the magic?
It's certified fresh from the critics. They're fine with it, and yet, look, there's a formula here, and you've seen it before with Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel playing the lead roles here. You've got Josh Gad as that comic relief little snowman dude, and yet they're not happily ever after here. They're off on an adventure to find the source of Elsa's powers. And by the way, what happened to our parents? We'd like to know some answers here. And that voice we keep hearing from the northern countries. And so they're putting their prom dresses away and putting on their hiking boots and pants and going off on an adventure. So I like that sort of storyline here.
All right. And then also 21 Bridges, an action crime drama.
Right, and Chadwick Boseman playing the lead New York City Manhattan cop who's in the middle of this caper gone bad. Police officers have been killed. The 21 Bridges, referring to the 21 bridges around the island of Manhattan, they're shutting down the city and smoking out the bad guys. And so the clock is ticking. It's one of those cat and mouse sort of crime dramas that good cast. It includes J.K. Simmons and Sienna Miller here as well. So, your R-rated crime drama with some good actors.
And produced by the Russo brothers, who were the people that brought us the Avengers movies. And they've been in the press recently responding to Martin Scorsese, who did an op-ed in the New York Times over a week ago, responding to the criticism that he received after doing an interview where he came out and said that these superhero movies, these big Marvel movies, are not actually, it's not actually cinema, that they're amusement park rides.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion, right?
Yeah, and the Russo brothers have pushed back on that. But one of the things that I found interesting, you've been playing the Pedro Almodovar film at the Indie Series, and somebody pointed out that Pedro on the red carpet criticized the Marvel movies as well, but his criticism was that they weren't sexy enough.
They weren't sexy enough? Oh, well,
and that he said the superheroes are neutered.
Well, I don't know.
He didn't get the backlash that Scorsese did.
Right. Brie Larson in that costume looked pretty sexy to me. I don't know. But those guys are all great filmmakers, and they can keep making their movies. That's awesome.
All right. Now, Thanksgiving holiday, there's always movies that open up. And the one that I'm very intrigued by is a mystery, Knives Out, that looks very much like an old-fashioned Agatha Christie mystery.
Yes. Yeah. Whodunit, right? With an all-star cast that includes Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Toni Collette, Lakeith Stanfield, Christopher Plummer, and more. And it's all about Christopher Plummer's character, who is passed away mysteriously. I guess they think he's a suicide, but Daniel Craig is going to get to the bottom of this. And so a comedy about a dysfunctional family over the holidays, I got to see it, you know?
Also, Queen and Slim.
Yeah, getting great reviews and sort of ripped from the headlines. Daniel Kaluuya and his girlfriend, first time date, Jodie Turner-Smith plays that role. Stopped by a white police officer, a scuffle ensues, the police officer's killed, and they are on the lam. And so that's where the reference is to sort of Bonnie and Clyde, even though they're not bank robbers. I got a funny feeling I know how that ends, but that's the interesting part of Queen and Slim. Right now, 100% fresh from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes, so that looks like an interesting movie.
And now really the holiday blockbuster season will begin with these two movies, and then what do we have moving forward?
Well, we take a couple of weeks off until the middle of December, when we get the new Jumanji movie, which is going to be a big picture, of course. There's the big screen version of Cats that's coming the following week, and of course the big new Star Wars movie is coming out then. And I'm still looking for that sleeper that the Green Book was last year, so we'll see once if maybe Dark Waters, which I'll have a good review on that next week as well, or is it Little Women? There's another version of that coming out for the holidays here. So lots to look forward to.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.